Welcome back to SwampSwami.com sports commentary, and a little lagniappe for you too. Today, it's the SwampSwami.com make-believe March Madness first round games. After Thursday and Friday's games in the fake SwampSwami.com make-believe March Madness college basketball tournament, the defending champion has been dispatched in a stunning first round upset. The University of Virginia's past 3 years of tournament basketball have been literally lose big or win big. Remember 2 years ago, UVA became the first number one seed to lose to a number 16 seed as the Retrievers of the University of Maryland Baltimore County, UMBC, eliminated the Wahoos in round number one. Then last year in 2019, Virginia exacted revenge on the entire field in winning its first NCAA March Madness event. In the SwampSwami.com make-believe March Madness event this year, due to that stuff in the air we won't talk about, Virginia received a number 5 seed at 23-7 and was paired against the 12th-seeded giant killer from East Texas, Stephen F. Austin. You might recall that the Lumberjacks pulled off the regular season's biggest upset by winning an early season game at Duke. On Friday, in a South regional game played, ironically, in Spokane, Washington, Stephen F. Austin beat Virginia at their own game in a 48-44 upset victory. Virginia's reputation for slowdown games is legendary. Well, the Lumberjacks surprised the Cavaliers by doing their own version of the slowdown offense in building a first-half lead and holding on down the stretch to grab a victory over the defending national champs. SFA moves to 28-3 on the season and into a second-round game on Sunday against fourth-seeded Brigham Young University. This was the biggest upset of this year's first round. In other South regional games at Spokane, BYU breezed by number 13 Belmont 85-71. In the South's Greensboro, North Carolina regional, number 3 seed Michigan State survived a sluggish start and prevailed over number 14 New Mexico State 66-58. In the nightcap, the University of Houston, number 6, routed conference foe Memphis 75-58 and will play Michigan State on Sunday. Thursday's South regional games in Tampa saw number 2 Baylor shut down the Little Rock Trojans 59-42. The Bears advanced to play again on Saturday and will face number 10 seed St. Louis. The A-10 Conference Billikens bounced the Big Ten's Iowa Hawkeyes, the 7th seed, 73-65. Also on Thursday, in a South region game played in Omaha, Nebraska, number 1 seed Florida State crushed number 16 UNC Greensboro 92-73 and moves on to play number 8 East Tennessee State. The ETSU Buccaneers won their 13th game in a row and moved to 28-4 on the season after shutting down number 9 seed Richmond 72-61. In East region games played Friday in Albany, New York, the University of Northern Iowa pulled the most exciting upset of the region by downing the number 7 seed from the SEC, the Florida Gators, 68-67 in overtime. Florida missed 2 straight shots in the last 5 seconds of overtime before going down to defeat. The number 10-seeded UNI Panthers from the Missouri Valley will now face another SEC foe in number 2-seed Kentucky. The Wildcats toyed with number 15 Winthrop early and then turned on the gas in the second half to easily win 94-78. Also on Friday in the East region, in Cleveland, number 3 Duke easily defeated number 14 Hofstra 79-58. The Blue Devils will now take on surprising number 11 seed Yale on Sunday. The Ivy League champions jumped ahead early and easily dispatched the number 7 seed Illinois by the score of 70-58. In Thursday's East Region games from Tampa, Florida, the number 5 Auburn Tigers rolled past 12th-seeded Furman of the Southern Conference 84-71. Now that sets up a matchup with number 4 Seton Hall on Saturday. The Pirates of the Big East sliced the number 13 seed Vermont Catamounts 80-63 and improved their record to 22-9 with the win. Also on Thursday in East games played in Cleveland, the number 1 seed Dayton Flyers showed why they will be a tough out, as All-American Obi Toppin led the team with 25 points and a 75-58 shellacking of number 16 seed Siena. In the other Thursday game in Cleveland, the Providence Friars, number 8 seed of the Big East, took down a stubborn number 9 USC by a score of 72-68. Providence now gets their shot at number 1 Dayton on Saturday. Moving to the Midwest region's games on Friday in St. Louis, the number 7 LSU Tigers moved into the round of 32 with a solid 81-73 win over number 10 seed Cincinnati. LSU will now meet number 2 seed Creighton on Sunday. The Blue Jays fans showed up in droves and lifted their team to a convincing 93-75 win over 15th-seeded North Dakota State from the Summit League. Also on Friday, the Midwest Regional played in Greensboro. The two favorites prevailed as number 6 Butler doused the number 11 Liberty Flames 77-60 and advances to play the number 3 seed from the Big East, Villanova, on Sunday. The Wildcats had to rally in the second half to take down the stubborn number 13-seeded Bradley Braves by a score of 68-62. In Thursday's Midwest Region games played in Omaha, the number 1 seed Kansas Jayhawks jumped to an early lead and never looked back in downing the Boston University Terriers 94-70. They advanced to a second-round meeting against the number 9 seed Wichita State. The Shockers fans made the drive to Omaha and helped motivate their favorite team to a 68-65 squeaker over number 8 Penn State. The Nittany Lions missed a three-point attempt in the last seconds that would have tied the game and sent it into overtime. Meanwhile, in St. Louis, on Thursday, the number 12-seeded Tulsa Golden Hurricane came roaring back in the second half to overwhelm number 5-seed Wisconsin 79-71. Tulsa now moves to 22-10 on the year and will face number 4-seed Louisville on Saturday. The Cardinals had no problem whatsoever in taking down the 13th-seed North Texas 88-69. Westward ho we go! During Friday's games in the West region of the SwampSwami.com make-believe March Madness college basketball tournament, the favorites generally advanced. In the Sacramento region, number 2 seed San Diego State routed number 15 Eastern Washington 75-52 on Friday. That sets up a Sunday second-round encounter with surprising number 7 Colorado of the Pac-12. The Buffaloes limped into the postseason on a 5-game losing streak. They reignited their season by downing number 10 Mississippi State 71-59 on Friday. Also on Friday in the West region, action in Albany, New York, go figure, the 6-seeded team West Virginia overcame a 15-point first-half deficit and rallied to down upset-minded Akron 88-84. The number 11 Zips of the Mid-American Conference missed several key free throws down the stretch as their season comes to an end with a 25-8 record. The Mountaineers will now face number 3 Maryland on Sunday. The Terps methodically destroyed the 14th-seeded Anteaters of UC Irvine by a score of 87-69. In West Region action on Thursday in Spokane, number 1-seeded Gonzaga didn't even need the partisan home crowd to take down number 16 Prairie View 105-71. The Zags moved to 32-2 with the win and will face number 9-seed Utah State on Saturday. The Aggies from the West Coast Conference eventually subdued pesky number 8 St. Mary's of California by a final score of 77-73. Also on Thursday in the West in Sacramento, number 5 Ohio State stayed alive by downing the number 12-seeded UCLA Bruins 68-54. The Buckeyes now take on another Pac-12 team on Saturday as number 4 Oregon dispatched number 13-seed Louisiana Tech 84-76. And there you have it. 32 first-round games are now in the books in the SwampSwami.com make-believe March Madness college basketball tournament. We'll narrow the field again to the Sweet 16 as games will be played this weekend. Come back on Monday to find out if your favorite team is still playing.